dear. Hello. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. I overbooked myself today. I've got 8 calls, and that is too many.
Okay.
So I guess it's good news. The good news, bad news. Good news is I'm busy. People like what I do. The bad news is I'm busy.
Yes. Well, that can be tough because you want to make sure you are working your best, not just working too much, right?
Right. You got to be super organized and super efficient. So, speaking of that, that's what you said you wanted. How was your week, 2 weeks, and how are you doing on, you had some meetings going on, and bring me up to date.
I had a week of vacation.
Yep, good.
So that was good. I worked a bit during my vacation, but that's okay. And then this week has been busy, very busy. I've been very busy as well. Let's see. The meetings are starting to roll along now, and we're starting to add more people to the list. And the calls are becoming more regular, which is nice. I had a meeting today with one of my clients, a quarterly review meeting in the office, and I think that went very well, and it was interesting because when he started with me, he negotiated his fee on the managed account with the promise that I was not only going to bring, he was not going to, not only going to bring in more assets, but that he was going to, since he's kind of guides his mom and his dad had passed away, that I would be working with his mom and so forth. And we're very good friends as well outside of the work environment. And so he questioned a commission today. And I said, well, I discounted it, but you did negotiate your fee based on a much larger amount of assets. So we can talk about it. And he quickly put it away. So that was interesting. But I did later on in the conversation broach the assets idea. He's selling his house, so hopefully we can at least get those assets and then move on from there. I had a client meeting. I think I told you I met with a client and his wife for the first time in 15 years.
Yeah.
And I have a member guest 2-day golf tournament in a week. And mentioned it because I know that his wife plays golf, and I said, if there's any chance that you're going to be in Florida, and he said, we're not, but our friend is moving to Florida, and you should meet her. So she is going to be my guest, for the member guest.
Oh, wow, good.
Yes, and her husband is in the process of retiring, so the timing is good. And she seems lovely. So that was a plus. And this is the gentleman I think I told you that I said that he was saying he raves about me, and I said, well, I'm looking forward to all those referrals.
Right.
He said, oh, I know I haven't done a very good job of that. And so now he set me up with this lady for golf, and that's a referral.
Oh, good.
Great. Yeah, and the good thing is too that having met the wife, and it's the best friend of the wife, by the way.
Oh, and really? Wonderful.
Yeah, and it was proposed over dinner with the four of them, two couples over dinner. It was proposed, and I said, well, I guess that means Barbara liked me. So I think, you know, that, and then I have another referral that it's going to be a long dating period because it's somebody who is in the process of, they took their company public, And he is in the process of structuring some charitable giving and then retirement and that sort of thing. And so right now he's not ready to rock the boat when it comes to moving assets, but he's in the process and he's brought me in on the planning process. So,
oh, good.
Yeah. So that could be quite lucrative. Other than that, I didn't make a list like I normally do of things. The
yeah.
folders are going pretty well. I tried to send the agendas out a little earlier so that people could add to them, and I think that's been beneficial. I'm just trying to stay ahead of things.
Yeah, when do you send them out?
Well, I was sending them the day before, but now I'm trying to send them out. I mean, I'm probably to about 3 days before now, but I'd like to send them out a week before.
Yeah, I think so, too.
But that's all part of getting on that system, you know, and I haven't quite gotten there. And I don't think getting back from vacation, there's been a bit of catch up. So I'm trying to get back on track. And, you know, I'm going to put in some time this weekend to try to get on track with that kind of thing, to have them ready. So what was the other item on my thought list that I didn't write down? It's helpful to write these things down as you think of them, right?
That's what your supernova folder's for.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Well, I have my notebook. I have my supernova notebook.
So write them in there. Right, you know, where it says homework, make your notes mm-hmm. there for them. For the next week.
Okay, I will write them in my notebook. I have to do my business plan, so that I'm behind on as well. And you know, I think that my biggest concern right now is I feel like we are getting behind on, I haven't been able to verbally give the promise of the 24-hour
mm-hmm.
and the 48-hour because I don't feel like we're up to that promise in getting resolutions quickly. So,
well, let me ask you, how long does it normally take for you to get back to a client?
I normally respond to a client's call or email the same day.
Okay. And if they, my point is that if they email, if they, maybe not an email, but in terms of a phone call, that's what I mean by the 1 hour response.
Okay.
You just answer the phone. You know, we're always going to answer the phone. So you don't think that you call, you know how some places you call in, you have no idea because they, you know, you leave a message for the doctor and you never hear it, right?
Yeah, well, doctor's offices are notorious for that. That's true.
Right. So that's all I'm saying. The 1 hour response, 24-hour resolution, that doesn't mean that every situation is going to resolve in 24 hours. You just simply let them know how long it's going to take.
Okay.
And that gets you off. That's all clients care about, right? I mean, it's going to.
Yeah, yeah. One thing I've been stressing is that my biggest fear is that a client is going to either see something or find a resolution before we do. Either see a mistake or see a, you know, something missing or see that something didn't happen that should have, like a wire or a FedEx or something like that before we do. Like that is my number one concern. And I feel like we've had that issue a couple of times.
Well,
so,
that's why if you're doing monthly calls with an agenda, I mean, those things are on the agenda. If it's going to mm-hmm. take some time to fix something.
Okay, so you just reminded me of my question.
Yep.
How do I handle, so I have an example. I have a client who she's thrilled about this new process. She loves her life view planning proposal. She loves, you know, everything's been going well. She's the one that I went to New York and I thought she was going to fire me. And then she ended up saying, wow, you know, this is great. I love this. And, but I find that even though I have been very consistent with her having a monthly call, and then when I'm in New York, I meet her about quarterly, in between times, she wants me to rerun things.
What does that mean?
Well, so she'll say, you know, I was just thinking, what if I spent this much? Can you rerun that cash flow analysis with me spending that much? And I'll say,
okay.
So with her, I said, sure, thinking we're talking Friday. So I'll send it to her prior to our conversation on Friday. And that was Monday. And then Monday afternoon, she's like, did you get a chance to rerun that?
No, you tell her. No, you tell her. I'm going to talk to you Friday.
Right.
Okay? I'll have it for you then. I'll have it for you then.
Take the upper hand.
Take control of the relationship, the whole relationship.
Yes, okay. Yeah, because that's been something that I find that I'm running into, because I'm showing them these great things and these great tools and great reports and stuff, and then I've had more than one occasion where the person's like, I want to see it this way, or I want to do that, or what do you think about this? And I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't run 4 reports in a month for this one person and then do it for everybody else also. It's just too much.
All right, so your history then tells you, when you're doing these things, that you got to give the person a chance. You got to give it a little fermentation time.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you do is you tell them that. Okay. So we've done the point. I've shown you this. We've got all the input. Now what I want you to do is go home, and I want you to think about it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want me to do some other one ifs, I want you to call me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then, or email me, and we will run those for you. And if I don't hear from you, it will be ready for our next monthly call.
Okay.
So that way you tell them, and you can say that. You know, what I've found is that once I introduce this, people all of a sudden go, hey, what if I do this or what if I do that? So you go home and think about this.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have some of those what ifs, then please email me or call me and I'll add them to it.
Okay.
I'll give you a little time to think about it before I run the proposal or run the, you know, run your, you know, your plan. But I will definitely have it available for our next monthly call.
Okay.
That gives you 30 days to get it done.
Yeah. Usually they're not calling me until it's like, you know, it's 2 weeks to get it done, but it's fine because I'm going to do it anyway.
Right. So that gives them, you know, you're anticipating, that's called immunization. That's telling them what they're going to do before they do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's telling them what they're going to think. Yeah, it's telling them what they're going to think before they think about it.
Gotcha.
And that's while I've got you on that, it's particularly important if you're moving a client, you know, you're doing 12-4-2. You gave the guy a 90-day free look at Supernova. He loves what you're doing, and he hasn't heard from his financial advisor. He's about to go confront the financial advisor, all right? You need to immunize him. And what that means is you've got to tell him what that financial advisor is going to say.
Okay.
All right, so he's all excited about moving. He's got the courage up to move. He's going to confront his financial advisor. And by the way, Mr. Client, this is what your financial advisor is going to say. Well, I'm upset. I'm sad that you're thinking about moving, but you know what? I can do all of that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you say, he's going to say, I can do 1242 and I can do rapid response and I can do an agenda and I can do an executive summary. And what you say is, if you could do it all along, why didn't you?
Hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And he's not going to have an answer. And then you know what the client's going to do? He's going to call you right away and say, how did you know what he was going to say? He said just what you said. And then I said what you told me to tell him. And he didn't have any answer.
Oh, okay? My gosh. Yep.
Because otherwise, he's going to be a victim of that guy's selling skills.
Right. Which may be good.
Yeah. Well, he's going to call you back and say, you know, I've changed my mind. I'm going to let him. He says he can do what you're doing, and I'm going to let him do it for a little while. Okay?
Yeah.
You don't want that. You don't want that call. You want the call of, you won't believe what he said. He said exactly what you said he was going to say, that he could change. And he was going to
do all the things that you are actually doing.
Correct. That's right. But you know he'd do for a while, and then he wouldn't do them again. Because he has no system.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, systems are so, so important. And when it comes to replacing the pages and the reports, with the person that I had come today, I just had them ready for him.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't send them ahead.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I sent the agenda ahead, and he sent me questions to add to the agenda, which was perfect, which was great,
yeah,
actually, because that was amazing, because I got to research the holdings he was asking about that he has elsewhere. So that was really, really, really helpful. And then just have a heads up on some of the concerns he had about things that we're doing here. But
well,
as far
really
as the... Yeah, that was amazing. And I used the format and the, you know, basically a similar letter as email as Abe Horowitz did. He sent it to me, and
okay.
I used his format,
oh,
and it really has been great. Yeah. So sending the email with the, you know, here's what we're going to talk about. Let me know if you have any additions and questions. And I've had just about everybody respond with additions or questions. So
oh, that's unbelievable. That's great
been,
to hear. I don't get that feedback. That's terrific.
Yeah, really helpful. I'll drop Ava. Thank you. But I'm not sending the rest of the pages. I'm sending them if I'm having a phone call, usually by email, and
yeah.
I'm not sending them if the person's coming into the office. So for my New York clients, I'm emailing them, and I'm emailing them the night before.
Yeah.
Unless it's a case like this woman who wanted me to run it like three different ways, and I finally I sent her the final one, and that's the final one. So
right.
That's the one we're going to talk about on Friday. But the agendas I'm trying to get out earlier so that I can get those additional questions so that I can research and do
I would try and send the enclosure with the final reminder. Okay.
Okay.
So you send a week ahead, you send the agenda and ask him, you know, and then the day before I would send a reminder agenda, you know, with his items on it, with the enclosure.
Okay.
Okay. Give him a little bit of time. So, you know, at least a day in advance.
Okay.
Because people send me, I'm here, on the phone all day, and people send me things during the day, 5 minutes before our call, and they say, did you get it? I'm like, I'm on the phone all day.
True. Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, absolutely.
You've got to send it at least a day ahead, and with the agenda and the enclosure, there's nothing wrong with them being prepared.
Oh, no, absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't want to send it too far ahead, because I feel like some people just get overwhelmed with it. It's so much paper, and some people get so overwhelmed with trying to look at it without me walking them through.
Yeah, so you judge that. You be the judge of that.
Okay. I like what you're saying. It's a very good point that clients can't necessarily print it the hour before you're talking to them on the phone.
They might be out until your meeting and just walk in, 5 minutes before your meeting because they want to be on time, but they didn't have time to look at their email.
Right.
So you got to be reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how about executive summaries? How are you doing on those?
Great. I'm sending those out. It depends on the time of day that I had the meeting, but within 24 hours. And the response has been great. Thank you for reiterating things, and also it also brings up other subjects for the next meeting and stuff.
Right. Now, keep in mind, you're going to have dealt with all the non-recurring issues.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so in the beginning, you're going to have more of these things. But as time goes on, you'll have less of these things. They'll be different
mm-hmm.
things. But they'll be, meaning you're taking care of stuff because it's new. And there's when you're communicating this much, there's always a bunch of things that they're going to disclose that they never disclosed before and stuff like that. And so good things are happening, but it's on a non-recurring basis. So meaning it's more front-end loaded work with when you're establishing this kind of relationship. It will get easier with less
mm-hmm.
non-recurring items.
Okay.
Unless they have $20 million. And in that case, you're going to get paid and they're going to do a lot more. Okay?
Right. And that's where I want to go. I want that.
Right. Well, and seriously, it's a business. So it requires I have a 2-page agenda, okay? That sounds crazy, but there's so much going on when you,
mm-hmm.
we just had our family foundation meeting, right? You have distributions. I set up a grant. I got a distribution from that. I've got a commitment that I made. I'm on the board of Wake Forest University's, whatever. And I need to, I've got a commitment there and I need to know, what am I give when. It's 7-year commitment, and there's just a million moving parts. I've got a dynasty
yep.
trust that will eventually be funded. But I give the kids a little money every year and da da da. Then I want so it's just a
yep.
million moving parts, and which is where you want to spend your time with people like
right.
me.
So so that's a good. That's a good point, too, is how – so there are those things. There are the year-end things and the, gifting, for instance, or insurance
now,
reviews.
Right, and then required minimum distributions, right? And now I can take my required minimum distribution and make up payments to my – and I want to markets up, right? I mean, I don't want to wait till the middle of the year to make my required minimum distributions donations, So I give away about $70,000 this year to charities without, you know, showing any income from it. I don't
right.
want the extra income, and I, because it's just going to be taxes, and so I want to do that now. So that's the kind of thing that, you know, you got to be on top of this stuff.
Yeah.
So for wealthy people, monthly calls are critical, and most of them are not getting them, okay? They're not – the average person with a lot of money is not getting this kind of attention.
Right.
Okay? So that's your answer. Now, let me give you something that happened today that I was just coaching a team, and I was talking about, you know, VIPSA and how do you get introductions, and you know, most, I would say 95% of the people that I do business with will not ask for an introduction or at least not use the process that I suggest, all right? And because sometimes I think it's just too complicated. So I told them a story of when I went to Indiana. All right, I first came to Indiana in 1985. A banker took me out to lunch, and he told me, you know, what was going on in the community and offered all these services. And I said, you seem to know everybody in this town. I said, who should I know? And so he introduced me around to the most important people in the town. I said, who should you know? Who should I know? And then how should I meet them? And he kind of put his arm around me and said, I'll take care of you, kid, you know. And it was good. So I was thinking about it. You know, my financial advisor's coming, just like you going to New York, right? They're coming down to see me, okay? And she's trying to arrange, you know, with myself and another person on the island and all that. Now, what she should have said was this. I'm going to be on the island for these 3 days. I want to take you to lunch. I need to meet with you. Now, while I'm there, who should I meet?
Mm-hmm.
Now, think about that. How simple is that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you can say that. While I'm in New York, who should I meet?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, I like that.
Isn't that simple?
Yes.
They know exactly what you mean. Right?
Yep.
You know, and you can
absolutely.
Say, who should I meet that you think would be a good fit? You know, who should I meet that would value what we offer?
Yes, I should be saying that. Well, I'm going to say that when I make my Boston plan.
Yeah, I want you to. And I want, see, what's important for me, okay? That's important for you, but for me, I need you to do it so I get some feedback.
Mm-hmm.
I need the feedback loop. These tools are only as good as the user and the fact that they're being used. You know, I can't tell if this new tool is going to be a fabulous tool unless somebody uses it. Now, I know it works because, you know, people have been using it for years.
Right. Right. So I will give you, I have a butler, daughter of a client. He's been encouraging me to, gifts to her every year. She's their sole heir. She's got a great career and he really wants her to understand her, you know, what she's doing and why with her money. So, and I've met her on the phone several times. And I actually got her a great job interview with one of my other clients, who adored her. So anyway, I sent her the executive summary after having a monthly call or a quarterly call. And in the summary, it said, we discussed adding some CDs to your portfolio here. The cash that you are saving for a down payment on a home may be invested in short-term CDs, which have a better rate than with FDIC insurance. She has money elsewhere. Mm-hmm. And so I got an email from her this last week, you know, saying that, you know, she was going through her emails and that she came across this email which reminded her that she wanted to move some money to me, and so could we talk? And I think that was this, having the summary was extremely helpful because I've known her for a very long time, and we speak sporadically. But the best part was that she told her dad that I did that. And so I got a thank you email from him. And that's the second one, by the way. That's the second parent that has thanked me for going beyond just a quick phone call with their child.
Think about it. I mean, just think about it. What's more important? What is the more, I mean, we think about sending them holiday cards and inviting them to this event. Taking care of their child is way more important than anything else we could do. And not neglecting them, not failing to call them. And, you know, it's so important.
Yeah.
Well, good. Congratulations. You get it.
Well, that's feedback from your executive summary. That's the reason for me telling you that. It's very, I think it's extremely helpful to, like you said, reiterate what we talked about from a compliance standpoint, but it's also, it's a reminder of what they're promising me.
Right. Who's responsible to do what by when?
Right.
You know, that's what, it's a trust thing. It's a, you know, we've committed to each other to do this. Okay, good. Reminder. But it's also a reminder of the difference in the level of service. And that's as important as anything.
Yeah.
Great.
Definitely.
Great.
Good stuff. Yeah, so I am looking forward to being a little bit more focused on getting everything in place and having a better organization. My intern, Amanda, I'm hoping that she'll stay on with me because she's got a pretty full load, but I spoke with her yesterday about taking on some more with this, and she's very interested in it. So when she gets her next semester started, then she's going to come in and we'll sit down and see where she can contribute to help me kind of feel a little bit more proactive and organized and feel like I'm using the systems better than I am. Because I feel like it's getting better, but I also feel like I'm missing a lot. I'm missing out on a lot. Like, I'm not doing, and I haven't done a single thing for Centers of Influence yet.
Right. So how many clients now do you have in the system?
13.
Okay, that's good. You had 9 in the program with 2 butlers. Now you have 13 in the program with how many butlers?
Well, that includes 2 butlers. Let me just see. No, it would be 15 with 2 butlers.
Including 2 butlers. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
how many to go?
Well, I mean, my goal in the short term was to get 32.
Okay. So you're about halfway there.
Not quite.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, just think, you're now a pretty big advocate of this program. You're not just, you know, you're pretty passionate about it.
So absolutely.
So it seems to me that if you are really going to be a kind person to your clients, you get them all on it as soon as possible.
Yes. Yes. I mean, I absolutely would like to. And I think that now that we're, you know, past the holidays and everything, and I've got the focus on this, that, and we've got some of it under our belt, and so there's not that learning curve of, you know, where do you put stuff and how do you put stuff in folders in the, you know, I had one of the things that I noticed today was that they were, every time I would ask for a the client information sheet, they were typing a new one. So if anything got changed, they typed it from scratch.
Oh, that's crazy.
So we set up, I'm setting up folders in our shared Supernova file for each client so that everything we do for them like that will be saved there so that when you go into adjust, it's just a quick click.
Good.
And I was wondering why it was taking a bit of time to get those, but now I know. So
it's just a process.
Yeah, so having a little bit better organization, I think, will help me kind of more quickly go through the next 16 or so clients.
Good, good. And then, you know, the great thing is you'll get the same feedback loop from them, and then everybody's happy and everybody's more referable.
Yeah, I lost you. Hello?
I don't see anything that you're missing.
Oh, there you are.
Uh-oh, did you lose me?
Yeah, I did. I didn't hear a thing you said.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, I think, you know, once you get yourself organized, I think your acquisition piece can really rock and roll. That's what
I hope so. I mean, one thing that I am concerned about is I hope that I am able to keep my intern. She did tell me that one of the reasons that she was thinking about taking a semester off from working was because she didn't feel – she didn't feel challenged enough. And so I want her to take on some of the challenges of organizing this, but I would rather do a lot of this financial planning type stuff and have her do my research. And she's an engineering major, so she loves that stuff. So I talked with her last night. She invited me. Have you ever heard of Landmark?
Yeah,
the
I've heard of it.
Program. Yeah, so she did the Landmark program this weekend and invited me as a guest, which was so nice. And so, you know, I think that that's important, is to make sure that I utilize the people that I'm working with to the best, to the fullest. And I wasn't. So I'm going to work on doing better about that.
Yeah, a lot of people aren't willing to take risk with a lot of things, but I always, you know, gave everybody the responsibility, and then I had them tell me that it was too much for them. Because I just think that, you know, I never felt like I was the smartest guy in the room. I always hired really smart interns and smart people, and then I just assumed they could do everything.
Mm. Well, but it's also important for them to be willing to tell you that.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. I can't do this. I don't know how to do this. So and you got to pay attention to them when you're giving them all this responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be checking in with them, not to supervise them in the sense, but just especially in the beginning, because they're going to have a lot of questions, and you don't want them to screw things up, because then they have to think twice as long to do it. So, yeah, but once you get them, you know, once they're up and running, they can do stuff, you know, that I literally don't know how to do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Especially on the computer.
Definitely.
Right?
That's what I strive for. I love that.
Yeah.
I love when you're to the point where you're like, can you do this? Because I seriously don't have a clue how.
All right, so have her work on your website. Have her work. You got a beautiful website, but they can figure out new things to do. Have her work on LinkedIn. Have her work on your Facebook so that, you know, I don't know. Did I share with you the Facebook thing, why it makes sense to do Facebook?
No. No, right, and I honestly, I have it, and I, you know, I, when I do post, and I, we go through hearsay, and when I post, I generally leave Facebook out of my posts.
Yeah, here's the thing. LinkedIn, you can figure out why I don't do LinkedIn, right? Opportunities, cash, money in motion, and all that stuff. But Facebook,
yes,
uses as research for you on your clients so that you can be immediately connected to where they are when you see them. So,
mm-hmm.
So you go in, you check on the holiday, how was, you know, you're looking to, you don't have to post much. You can have a simple Facebook account, but you look, you connect to all your clients, and then you check them out. And you see the pictures from the holidays, and you go, wow, okay, there's the grandchild. I know them, and I know this, okay. And then when you see them, you don't have to spend a half an hour getting up to date.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yep.
this was a woman that, you know, a smart FA that told me this. She does it all the time. She says people are really stupid. It takes a long time to get connected to people. And this way, as soon as I see them, I feel like I just saw them. It might have been, you know, 3 months since I've seen them. But I followed them on their trip to Yellowstone, and I followed them here. And so it's great. It's just business.
Mm-hmm.
It's just smart. It's just smart.
Well,
right?
I, you know, you mentioned about reaching then the doctor and being put on hold and everything. And all I thought immediately of my doctor. I tried another doctor after I had my neck surgery for some reason. And then I wasn't happy. And so I was going to go back to my old doctor. And I tried the phone number. And the phone number was going to nowhere land. It was not, it was just ringing to oblivion. My husband, being a physician, has her in our contacts, her personal text phone number, I mean, personal cell phone.
Yep.
Because they've done favors for each other. So I texted her and I said, I don't want to bother you, but I'm trying to make an appointment and I can't get through. Within 5 minutes, her assistant called me to make my appointment and my husband's appointment, which I was completely impressed with because that's not normal. And then when I went for my visit and I hadn't seen her for 2 years, she went through my whole life. So you went to Africa a couple of years ago. How was that trip? I saw you went with your dad. Like, it was a little creepy, but it was also, it made me feel like she really cared about me.
Right. I mean, she
so,
took the time. She took the time to check you out.
Right,
you know?
Exactly. Exactly.
It is a little creepy. On the other hand, you know, you're a public figure. She's a public figure. As long as you're going to be in business, you're out there, and you should
right.
be out there. My daughter's always like, Dad, I don't want to pay, you know, I don't want to be on Facebook that much and this. I go, Courtney, you're a producer for Pickler and Ben TV show, okay? You've won two Grammys. You should. You're a public figure. Get over it.
Right. Yeah, that's
you know,
that's impressive. Absolutely.
Well, we're running into my next call, but
yeah.
This is good. I think you're doing great. So focus should be on who should I meet? Okay. Who should I meet while I'm in New York? And, you know, that you think would be a good fit for me. And then signing up the other 15 clients.
Okay. Will do.
Okay.
Okay.
Homework.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Terrific.
All right.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.